want you to find that secret place tonight. I feel the Spirit of the Lord wants to exchange tonight our sufficiency for His, our weaknesses for His strength. I want you to be in left field tonight. I want you to come out of yesterday. I want you to come out of tomorrow. I want you to come out of the cares of this day. The secret to walking with God is to come out from your life. Before He ever is going to invade your life, you've got to bring it all to Him. We're going to come out from where we are. We're going to enter the veil tonight. When you pray, enter into the inner sanctuary. Enter into the veil. A focused decision of the heart, incorporating faith, incorporating the Word of God, the revelation of the kingdom. I'm going to teach you how to exchange tonight. How to let go. Where to let go. How to unload. How to reload. Come through the veil. Just see yourself coming out from the world, coming out from people. I want you to see yourself moving towards a tent of meeting, just like Moses did. He came out of one jurisdiction, he entered into another because God was in that tent. You see the pillar of glory standing in front of that tent door, that tabernacle door. That is the Lord. He is the door. If any man entereth in, he will be saved, and then he will go in and out. Tonight we come in, Lord. We come out from the world. We come in. I want you to focus yourself. Don't let your mind wander out. Focus into the tabernacle. Focus into the heart. Focus into the doorway. Focus into the glory. Focus. See that door. See the pillar of glory standing there. See yourself walking in. Enter into the veil. Enter through the veil. Move through the doorway. Move through the door. You're not stationary. You're not asking God to come to you. You're coming to where He dwells. In Him we live. In Him we move. And in Him we have our being. Tonight we're going to move in Him. See yourself, Spirit, moving into the tabernacle. Into the pavilion of grace. Into the tabernacle of meeting. The tent of meeting, it's called. Where you meet with God, where He dwells. Into the pavilion of grace. You'll feel the shift as you come through the door. You'll feel the overwhelming acceptance. Whisper in your heart, I am accepted in the Beloved. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am in You, Lord. I come into Your peace. In You there's peace. In the world there's tribulation. We come out of the world. We come into You. You to feel the shield and the glory and the grace and the peace and the rest of God surrounding you, swirling around you, slowly inhabiting the glory of God, inhabiting the tent. Be aware of the glory that's in the tent. Be aware of the presence, peace, the presence, rest, the presence of grace, acceptance, presence of His throne. The presence, Lord, the presence. We come just as we are, Lord. Boldly unto the throne of grace, where you administrate grace for us tonight. There are some in here that are in need of great grace tonight. It's here the exchange is made. It's in the tabernacle. It's where He dwells. It's at the throne. Now we're going to approach the throne of grace. It's full of mercy. You can't see that throne as a throne of judgment. It's a throne of mercy. It's a throne of grace. It's a throne of help. It's a throne plenteous mercy, a throne of forgiveness, a throne of help. It's a throne there for you. It's for you. We do not hide, Lord. We come out. We come to you with all of our faults, with all of our shortcoming, with all the burden of this day and the burden of this week and the anxiety of tomorrow and the joys. We bring it all to you, our weakness and our strength, our anxieties and our expectations. We bring it all to you. We surrender all of it. Our hope we bring to you. Our faith we bring to you. Our prayer we bring to you. Our soul we bring to you. Our body we present it today. We present this body to you, a living sacrifice. As you see yourself, take off that old body like you're taking a long coat off. Just put off that old man. She put off that old man. She put off the old man. Just feel the limitation being taken off. Like you're taking off a black suit. Just take it off. Take off the weightiness. Take off the oppression. Take off the heaviness. Take off the burden. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden. He compels, He bids us, He welcomes us. We take the burden off, the care off, the pressure off, the disappointment. There's someone in here tonight. You came in here deeply disappointed. You feel like God really let you down. You put your hope into something, into someone, and you're very disappointed. Take that disappointment off now. Just take it off. Lay it at His feet. We take the disappointment. We lay it at your feet. Some of you are bringing your future in here now, and the joy that is set before you, the promises, the excitement of the endeavors of God that are right in front of us. We present that to you, Lord. We We lay it at your feet, entrust it to you. We entrust you with all of our heart, not some, all. We trust you with our future, with the endeavors, with the promises. We trust. We place it under your trust, under your care. Our mind. Oh, this mind you've given us, Lord. The residual mind of Adam, we surrender this mind to you. We humble it in your sight, Lord. We ask for the mind of Christ, governed in righteousness, governed in peace, governed in gentleness, governed humility, governed in the glory. Let your glory come over our mind. Let your rest come over our mind. Let your peace permeate our mind. We exchange this old mind for the new mind of Christ. Clothe and crown us with a crown of rest, the crown of grace, the crown of righteousness. Your blood was pierced at the brow. We could carry a new mind, not one laden with works and anxiety, but laden in peace. We surrender to the peace. Now, just like you're taking off a crown, take off that old, worn out, like an old hat. Just take off that old straw, dirty hat. Take that off. Well worn, just take like you're taking that off, like you're taking off something from your forehead. Just lay it at his feet now. We exchange for your grace, Lord. We exchange. I see a new crown full of glory. I see it full of light, full of grace, full of white, glorious light, full of jewels. Full of color, you crown us. The mind, the vibrant, loving, peaceful mind of Christ. Now peace is the governor of my heart and my mind. A crown of grace. You keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed. It stayed. Let your mind be stayed on him now. Focus. Be stayed on his grace. Now the soul, the will, the emotion. We bring it under your submission, Lord. We bring it under submission to you. This unruly soul, this unsubmitted soul, this weary soul, weariness. There's a weariness of body, and there's also a weariness of soul. Where you've been in a long journey of faith and your hope has grown thin. We bring the weariness to you, Lord. We bring the deferred hope. We bring the weariness of our soul, Lord. We bring it to you. The soul can do nothing in your kingdom, Lord, unless it's submitted first. The weariness of our heart and our soul, we surrender now. Just give that to him. The deferred hope, we give it to you. The discouragement and disappointment, the deep disappointment, we give to you. We're believing we should be somewhere that we're not right now. We give it to you, Lord. We trust you with the future. We cannot produce on our own. We take off the weariness of our soul. We surrender. Grant grace, Lord. Some of you are going to feel hope rising in your heart. You're going to feel grace, a fountain rising in you. As you begin loosing discouragement, loosing the disappointment. We lose the weariness of our soul. We lose the heaviness of our soul. We lose. Just loose that from the heart, like you're letting go from the heart. Loosing every cord. Loosing the disappointment. Loosing the sorrow. The sorrow of heart. Somebody in here, you have sorrow of heart. You've had sorrow of heart. It's hard for you to even have faith. You're just living in sorrow. We lose that now. We lose that disappointment. We untie our soul from that event that produced that sorrow. We sever the soul from those events. We sever the soul from the past. Sever it. Stay with me. Stay with me. Get into your tabernacle. Loose that thing. You have the power, the keys to loose. You have the power to bind it. You have the power to loose it. Loose that which is bound. Loose into the freedom. We lose the restraint. We lose the disappointment. We lose. I hear the Spirit of the Lord tell me to tell you, daughter, your season has not passed. Do not view time as the world views time. Understand the will of the Lord. Your season is not past. You're right on time. Don't look to the world. Do not allow the world to govern your heart. Pressure you. We lose the pressures. We lose the restraints. We lose the cord. There it goes. You feel that? There it goes. Whew. I'm feeling you unlock right now. I'm feeling you unlock. I'm feeling the cords unlocking now. All over this church, cords are unlocking now. Souls being free. You'll feel the freedom and the liberty release inside of you. You'll feel it release. Don't allow any bitterness, unforgiveness, all. Loose it, loose it, loose it, loose. We lose it. We lose it. Lose it. We lose it. The more you do that, the more freedom you'll feel. The liberty, the freedom, the flow, the fountain, the grace flowing. Now we feel your strength arising in our spirit. Now we feel grace rising up in us. Dunamis rising, strength rising, grace, the fountain of God rising within us, the presence of God. Rising within us, the glory rising in our heart, filling us up. All the world and its systems leaving the heart realm. All discouragement leaving. All bewilderment leaving. Heaviness lifting. Hopelessness leaving. Deferred hope leaving. The fountain of grace filling up, filling the water pot. See Him filling your water pot right now. Filling us up now. Filling our spirit. Filling up with fullness. Living waters of grace. Living waters of peace. Living waters of love. Living waters of hope. Strength. Rest. Filling my soul. Filling my spirit. Filling my heart. You reneweth my strength like the eagle. You reneweth my heart with goodness and mercy. Your grace is flowing tonight from your throne, Lord. Your mercy is flowing tonight. Plenteous in mercy, plenteous in grace. You can be touched, Lord. You can be touched. You can be touched with a feeling of our infirmity. You can be touched with the feelings that we have. You felt every one of them. You can be touched with the feelings. You have felt what we feel, Lord. You can be touched today. You extend mercy to us and love to us. And grace to us and strength to us. Extend your great compassion to us, Lord. I feel so renewed already, just in the grace. I feel so renewed. I can go another day. We can go another day. We can mount up. On wings of a great eagle, we can mount up. On the wings of an eagle, we can lift. On the wings of a great golden eagle, you beareth us. Upon your wings, you beareth us. You beareth us up. Upon your wings, you lifteth us up. You lift us up into the high places. You lift us up. Lift me up. Lift us up. Lift us above the storms, above the world, above the systems, above the feelings, above the strongholds, above the oppressions, above doubt and unbelief, above heaviness. Where there is peace, where there is great grace, where there is glory, where there is rest, Lord. You crown our year with your goodness. You're crowning this year with goodness as you've never crowned it before. You're crowning it with mercy. You're crowning it with increase. You're crowning it with blessing. You're crowning it with multiplication. Crowning. You're preparing a crown for your last day rider. Preparing us for the Father's ministry. Come to the garden of rest. The tree of life so bright now. You can see the tree so clearly. Just lay down there for a minute. I want you to think about your calling. Lay down in the spirit. You can be seated, but just lay down. Let go for a moment. Lay down in that green pasture. Think about your future. Think about what God has spoken to you. Think about His promise for you. Ponder. Don't be afraid to dream with Him. Don't allow deferred hope to swallow up your dream. Just think about what God has said about you. Who are you? What He said about your calling. what he said about your future. What he said about you. You shouldn't feel pain around that promise right now. You shouldn't feel pain. You should feel his grace around it. If you feel pain around the promise, you're embracing it with the old man. If you're feeling grace around that promise, you're embracing it with the new man. If you're feeling pain around that promise, let go of it from the soul. Let go. Let it go. It can only be embraced in the spirit. When you feel it's embraced in the right place, you'll feel grace. You'll feel peace. You'll feel joy. You'll feel the presence of God around it. You have to connect with it the proper way. You can't just let it go into oblivion. You have to hold it in your heart. And when you hold it the right way in the right place, you'll feel the peace. You'll feel his love around your promise. You'll feel his grace around it. You'll feel hope. You'll feel faith. You feel light. You feel his glory around it. You'll have an expectation, a godly expectation. If you're feeling anything but that, loose all those feelings. It's loose because you're holding it with the wrong part of you. The Spirit of the Lord has spoken. Father has spoken to me. If you can hold your promise in the presence of God with no pain, you're getting very near to its completion. We hold it without deferred hope, without discouragement. Father, we hold it in expectation. I feel your great love around it. I feel your great, great love all around it, Father. For so many years, I carried it in pain. Now all I do is feel your love with it. I feel your love all around it, Father. I feel you holding it for me. I give it to your love. You carry the weight of it now. It's not a heaviness anymore. It's not a burden. I give it over to love. I entrust to you, Father. I entrust this house to you and all that you have said about it. I entrust the future of this house and all that you have spoken about. I entrust the government. I entrust this house to you. I give it to you, Father. I give it to your love. I give it to your grace. I go out there with you and dream with you, Father. All this place is going to be. I dream with you in love. I dream with you in grace. I dream with you in peace. I dream with you in your realm, not mine. I dream with you. Fullness of hope. Fullness of faith. Fullness of love. I dream. I'm not afraid to dream when you're with me. And I am with you. I'm not afraid to embrace. This is what you've called us to do. We can look upon the stars, the sand of the seashore, can look upon our promises when we're with you. We can behold our future in joy, in deep peace, in great love, in great security. I trust it to you, Father. Man is not going to fulfill this. I do not cater to man. I cater to you. I give it to you. I sit with you. I dream with you. I walk with you and you walk in me. Walk in me. Walk in us, Father. Walk in us. Oh, we would learn to pray in this place. By yourself you have sworn that in blessing, Father, you will bless us. And in multiplying, you will multiply us. I ask tonight on the behalf of everyone here that you crown our year. You crown this year, Father, with the goodness that we've been looking for. You crown it, Father. You know what I'm asking for, Father. The crown. The crown. The crown, Father. The crown. The crown, the crown, the crown, Father, the crown, out from the riches and glory, the crown, an inexhaustible supply, provision and grace, glory and peace, love and mercy, power and strength, fullness and glory. Multiply thy Son in us, Father. Multiply Christ. Release the multiplication. Release the increase. Release it in us. Grace and peace be multiplied. In your glorious name, Lord. Amen. I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, some of you will just take this little prayer and just use it every day. Learn to exchange. Learn to stop doing things on your own. Learn of me. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of me. Take my yoke. And he asked us to learn of him. That was a thing of exchange. Come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you my rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn of this exchange. Learn how to do this. Learn. Is the Spirit of the Lord. Learn how to do this. You'll see the result. You'll see the shift. You'll see things begin to move for you. You'll see. You'll come out of barrenness, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'll bring you into fruitfulness. You're entering into a season of fruitfulness now, where you can see the low-hanging fruit. A season of increase, a season of fruitfulness, a season of goodness and mercy that will follow you around. A season, says the Lord, where goodness and mercy will follow you. It'll follow you around. Glory will go before you, and goodness and mercy will follow you around. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. You're moving into a season where you'll begin to experience the loading of daily grace, where you will be loaded with grace every day. I will load you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will load you with grace, a grace that you know not of. Goodness and mercy, I'm going to follow you. And my glory is going to go in front of you. And I'm going to make it easy. The wilderness is hard. The promised land is easy. The walls of Jericho did not fall by man's might. The walls of Jericho will not fall by the might of man. Simple instructions will yield great abundance. Simple obediences will yield great increase. Simple alignments, being with me where I am, will open major doors for you in the Spirit. Major doors. I will give you the operation of my keys to open doors in front of you that no man can shut. Doors of favor and promotion. Doors that will open to Pharaoh himself. All of these things reside in me, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is why I say, learn of me. Learn. You cannot do things in a new order the old way. You must let go of the old way. Let go of the old. Come into the new. Embrace this place of change. Exchange. I offer to exchange your life for mine. Your wilderness for my promised land. Your weakness for my strength. Your inability for my sufficiency. I offer it freely to you. I will teach you if you will give your heart to me and yield to me properly. I will show you how to not walk in discouragement. I will show you how to not walk in heaviness. I will show you how to walk in pleasure, paths of peace and pleasure. I will show you how to walk in goodness, where you know my mercy is with you, where you know my grace is with you, where you know my goodness is with you, when you know that I am with you. Some of you, when you walk out, you don't know that I'm with you. You don't feel that I'm with you. Because you're not with me. If you will be with me, I will be with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. What a great grace we have in you. What a great grace. It's like when you wake up, you don't feel like praying, but you don't know that those feelings of the flesh are there to rob you. They're thieves, they are. Little atmospheric thieves. Little thieving feelings that want to rob you of your place of exchange. All you need is an exchange. That's all you need. Once you exchange, you'll feel it again. He has plenty of mercy. You'll never reach a place where you don't need him. You're always going to need to exchange with him. He's going to see to that. You're always going to need him. Always, always, always. But if you know how to make that exchange, you're going to live a life of fullness. And your struggle's going to pass. I see some people tonight moving in to a new land. I see some people tonight passing over the Jordan now. I see some people that know God's with you. You have to stay there until you know he's with you. When you know he's with you, you can go out there and he'll be with you. You have to know that. You got to be with him until you know he's with you. If you don't know it, you haven't exchanged yet. You're still wearing the old. You have to know it. Those who walk in this realm know God's with them. They expect goodness. They expect blessing. They expect. They know. They feel it. It's in your DNA. You feel the atmosphere of expectation. You feel the atmosphere a favor. You feel the atmosphere. If you wake up and you don't feel anything, you're walking around discouraged all day and murmuring, complaining, you're not going to, that's not the atmosphere that breeds the blessing of God. You can't live in that atmosphere and expect fullness to come in. You have to exchange that. You got to take off that old until you have that atmosphere like on us tonight. Like God's going to walk through the door and crown this house. He's going to make some kings in here. He's going to raise some Josephs in here. He's going to bring us out of the prison and put a crown on us. He's going to take us little... We've been in caves and dens, and he's going to put a crown on us. A Joseph anointing. Man can see what they see when they drive by this house, but God sees what's in here. And those that have eyes to see, and do not allow yourself to be offended, you'll receive the blessing. Because God is preparing a great blessing in this house. We are coming into the culmination. He's already releasing. He's already releasing. Waters are already breaking. Just a little bit of water would go a long way in the kingdom. Just a little bit of water will go a long way. What, it breaks forth the whole river. Break four. Break four. Break four. Hey, listen, anybody can murmur. Anybody can be offended. That's easy. It's those that overcome and exchange and dwell in the goodness of God, the fullness of God, free of judgment and criticism. They walk in love. You know what it takes to walk in love? You can't walk in love on your own. You can't do it. The enemy, he's too everywhere. You can only walk in love as until when I'm in the presence of the Father. I can't love until you love me, Father. But if you love me, I can love. His love will last the whole day. The enemy stuff, it'll hold up. I can love, Father, when I've been loved. When I can move in this place of exchange, I can walk in strength. I can walk in faith. I can walk in love. I can walk in His grace. I can walk in the blessing. I cannot do it without Him. I have to have you, Father. I have to have the grace, the love. You got to feel it. I don't want my feelings. You got to feel God. You've got to feel and know He's with you. Amen.